As I just mentioned, we have lost a dear friend and special guest here at Coast to Coast AM, Dr. Thomas Van Flandern. He succumbed to colon cancer several days ago, and we have several guests who will be coming on this portion of the program to talk about the life of Tom Van Flandern. First of all, Michael, Tom's son. Michael, how are you? And our condolences to your family, my friend.
Thank you very much, Mr. Monroy, and thank you very much for doing this.
I cannot tell you and express, and I'm sure some others will far better than I when they come on in a second, Michael, tell you how important your father was to this show, this audience, and also this entire community that is trying to investigate and unravel these great mysteries. I had a chance to meet your father face-to-face several months ago in a conference that both of us were on the panel, and just what a delightful guy, Michael. Just a wonderful person, and you should be proud of this person.
Well, I am. I'm very proud. My father. I feel very, very fortunate having grown up with him, and a lot of things I think I took for granted. I very, very painfully feel now that he's gone. But my father was my personal hero. He was a very good man, and he was a very bright man. And he was a scientist through and through. I think the best thing I can say about him is he had enormous integrity. He took unpopular positions and knew full well the consequences that he would suffer for taking the unpopular positions. But he felt compelled to go where the science took him.
You know, when I was with him several months ago, he showed no signs of being in any pain at all. And I've got to tell you, Michael, honestly, I did not know that he had colon cancer.
He hit it pretty well. There was a crisis in cosmology conference he had organized in the Olympic Peninsula area, where some scientists from around the world had gotten together in September, and he had thrown himself into that project fully. He wasn't feeling very well since August, but he had dismissed or ignored, worked through some of the discomfort that he was feeling. But by October, it was starting to get very, very uncomfortable for him, and in early November he went into a hospital, and it was at that point. I mean, up to that point, he thought he had a flu or a bug, and he went into the hospital and found that he had a metastasized colon cancer that was completely inoperable and was given no long-term chance of survival.
Michael, tomorrow night we're going to devote the last 30 minutes of the program to your father and play my most recent interview with him, and just give you an opportunity, if you're up at that wee hour, if you want to listen to that, we'll be playing it tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm going to put you on hold, Michael, so you can hear the comments of the other guests here. Or if you've got your radio on in your home, you can simply go and retire to your living room and listen to the rest of these comments. Mitch Batros, of course, Earth Changes expert, sent me an email yesterday, a couple days ago, notified me of the passing of Thomas Van Flandern, and I had not heard of it until Mitch got a hold of us. Mitch, I wanted to thank you for that, by the way. It was very kind of you to do that.
Well, you're quite welcome, George. And if I can get through this interview without breaking down, I'll be in bed in good shape. That's the effect that Tom had on people who knew him. As his son Michael has just outlined, that's much of how the professional community views him on a scientific level. But as you know, George, having met him, the depth of this man and the humility that he has is overwhelming. And what he brought to us is still unfolding as we speak today. It just so happens, just by coincidence, or is it?
Yeah.
As I know your stance on that, George. Two articles have just come out, and it's almost like Tom helped this happen. One happens to be about Comet Tempel 1. Now, that goes right to the heart. That's the deep impact mission. that goes right to the heart of what Tom Van Flandren was all about, and that is this. He has always believed that a comet is really nothing more than an asteroid, and he goes beyond that. And says that with his exploded planet hypothesis, that is the source of much of the asteroids that that are being tracked today. He goes further and challenges today's scientists, what I call the new scientists, scientists that are in their 30s and 40s. And I'm talking the highest of the highest in NASA, NOAA, the European Space Agency, and so forth. And he has challenged them directly. One time on my show, Dr. Kerry Leese, NASA scientist. He is one of the senior scientists of the Deep Impact mission. He's also the guy who points the Hubble telescope at different celestial orbs. Well, I had him, Dr. Leese, and Dr. Van Flandren on the show in a debate talking about the Deep Impact.
Yeah.
And the respect that Dr. Leese had for Tom was immense. You could feel it over the air. Now, they disagree. But you could hear Casey was laying out his thoughts, he knew the background of Tom. Now, remember, Tom has been around really since the 50s, but known back in the 60s. He is a senior member in the international astronomy community. And because of that depth, although people may disagree with Tom's hypothesis, they respect him in every way.
He stuck his neck out, Mitch, so many times with his incredible alternative ideas of space and astronomy. Did he not?
Oh, yes, he did. Again, that goes back to the integrity of this man. He was filled with passion and commitment, and he knew what was happening. Matter of fact, even on the show, I very gently would bring it up about peer reviews and, let's face it, blackballing. He knew what he was up against, and he really put his reputation on the line. However, let's talk about his pedigree. This is a man, for your audience, who may just be meeting Dr. Tom Van Flandren. He was with the U.S. Naval Observatory for 21 years, and then later in other astronomical settings. And then, of course, he branched off to meta research of his own science community. So he has a depth of knowledge, and he's been one of the good old boys, if you will, and he is well familiar with how it works. So he brought that with him, and very gently, again, going back to the humility of this man, he would very gently, because he knew what he was up against, bring this new thought into the community, such as Dr. Casey Leese, and many others. Another well-known one is Dr. John Bradley, which is in the newspaper again just today, and that's the Stardust Project. Dr. John Bradley, again, one of the senior members of this project, which is revisiting Deep Impact. And the what's coming out of this is that what Tom had always said is that they aren't dirty snowballs, these comets, that it appears to have come from somewhere and not just the Oort cloud, that he believes that that planets, known as the chaos theory, that planets had been in collisions, Mars being one of them, which I think your further guest will bring up, and be able to deliver this wisdom in both our community, your and I community, George,
yeah,
and the well-established mainstream community.